Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show. We're talking about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun as it relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. You know what? I want to thank you for sharing with your friends, your family members. We're well over 550,000 listeners and growing. This is wonderful. You know, today, I'm going to be talking about how to secure a bigger Social Security check. So you want to make sure you're there for that. Now, here's an interesting thing. Now that COVID's down, companies are opting for complete return to work or a hybrid model. The office space itself must undergo that post-pandemic makeover. Aside from extra hand sanitizer, we have best-selling author, Dr. Rebecca Smith. She's also known as Rebecca the Film Doctor, is revealing how to create a more welcoming environment post-pandemic that enhances employees' productivity and engagement. I want to call you Rebecca. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
You're just too nice for Dr. Smith. What I would really like to do, because I know you are involved in the film industry, and you're a best-selling author of the book Born to Do It, Becoming a Leader of Business Niches Using Powerful Spiritual Techniques. And I know we're also talking about the workplace. Let's help our audience understand where you came from, your story a little bit, and then we'll get into the questions about the workplace.
Yes. So it's kind of interesting how my story kind of transpired, because I thought I had my life all mapped out. I thought what I should be doing is working in the world of academia, being a lecturer, getting my PhD, and working in that world and teaching. And then I realized when I was doing my PhD, I did enjoy it. It was certainly a challenge, but then I wanted to do something different and get away from the computer and writing. So a friend of mine who was asked to produce a horror film festival said to me, would you like to help out? And I was like, yeah, why not? Something to do. And that something to do was actually my true calling. And it woke me up to find out this is what I should be doing with my life. I need to be, and what I wanted to be doing was working in the film industry, in the world of film distribution. And through that point onwards, I loved doing the festival kind of side of things, producing a festival. And when I was speaking to filmmakers, they said to me that they haven't got anybody they can turn to help them get their film seen in festivals and strategize. So I thought, I can do this. There's a gap in the market. Got some knowledge. I'm going to make this work. And since 2010 onwards, I've never looked back of leaving academia. I have the doctorate, which I'm proud of. But then I went straight on into the film industry and just carved a niche with my company, The Festival Doctor, working on it every day to get it where it is now as an established brand in the film industry in the UK.
That's wonderful. I know a number of people who went and got their PhD just to say they did it.
Yeah.
Got it done.
It does happen.
I have a friend of mine, he actually has a PhD in psychology, and he's full on like an athletic person, but he did it because he's in the health insurance industry. I go, why did you go complete it? He goes, well, you know what? I just got to finish. That's it. Most people get a PhD. They got to finish. Sometimes they realize they don't want to have anything to do with what they did before.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's great. Yeah. Now, help me understand how you started moving towards more of the spiritual nature to help people with productivity, well-being, balance, all that kind of stuff.
I wasn't the most spiritual person when I found what my sole purpose was. I didn't know what that was or what that kind of technology was until later on down the line. But I've always been, you know, very positive. But I didn't know anything really about universe or attraction, the secret, nothing like that, or, you know, tarot cards, nothing like that at all. And it wasn't until I had a bad breakup with an ex-boyfriend of mine that a friend of mine said, oh, you know, maybe turn to the world of spirituality to help you attract more of what you want and less of what you don't want. And then she taught me the world of angel therapy, tarot cards, cosmic ordering, manifestation, things that I had no idea existed until I think it was around 26, 27 when this kind of all occurred. So it was a bit later in life with a spiritual awakening. But when I had these tools, my whole life changed. And when I met my first spiritual kind of teacher, he said, you have no idea what my previous life was like until I got into the world of cosmic ordering, manifestation. I was like, okay, I wasn't sure at first. Obviously, I was a bit skeptical. But then as I got more into those worlds in feng shui, I found ways to apply them through the people I was working with into my business and also myself. And it changed my whole life. I used to be a very anxious and energy person, and I found it very hard to do work on myself and generally not to be anxious. But now it's the opposite. It's a lot less. Obviously, we all get that. All of us do. It's natural to get a stronger resilience. But it's nowhere near like it was before. I was in a state where I was, hair was falling out, anxiety was so bad I couldn't go in a car because I thought I might die. So it was like really bad. And now it's a lot different. I travel everywhere around the world. I'm always doing things at my business, at responsibility. So it's a lot different to where it used to be. And all of that is down to bringing in spiritual practices and also bringing in key business techniques, as the book explains. But spiritual is really an important part of anyone's business.
And it's interesting. We had a pre-conversation. During that conversation, I kept thinking to myself, why did it work there? Why didn't it work there? What was this all about? The atmosphere, the way things looked. When I first went to work in the corporate world, I went to work for a 100-year-old company out in California. It was interesting because they had the 1970s partitions because they were like bright orange. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to say throw up orange because they had faded. That's what they had all over the company. Or they had the gray ones with the grayish walls and stuff like that. And I could see how a lot of people in there look like they were in a London tube station and they look like the Walking Dead. And I mean, not the Walking Dead, like zombies, but they just all look like they're just wiped out. You look at that and say, okay, I can see how that environment was. And then I can look at things that I created in other places where it's vastly different. People more excited, they're engaged, they're positive, they're looking at solving issues as opposed to just trying to get through things. I saw that and I'm like, it was a great reflection. When it comes to this post-pandemic workplace to enhance engagement and productivity, what kind of upgrades would employers or even employees working at a business want to make, even with their own space?
Most definitely feng shui, because I used to think that feng shui was just in the home and just reorganizing, you know, maybe furniture, but it's a lot more to it than that. So when I was at a networking event, one of my dear friends introduced me to a lady called Marie Diamond. She's actually featured in The Secret in the feng shui section. Mm-hmm. And told me like how when you actually move things around in your house, where the right energy flows for abundance, health, wisdom, knowledge, etc. And obviously financial is one big thing there. But also using the right colors, what she calls quantum colors. When you tap into the right colors in the home, everything will change. And I was quite surprised by that. But then when you apply that in your home and your office, whether that be with a team of people or by yourself in your home office, wearing the right colors on your clothing and in your branding, it really does change. Like I didn't think it was just literally in a house. But you can do it everywhere. And also what she taught me, Marie, was how to change energy in my logo, in my branding, because that too I have no idea about. Because before I was all dark and nobody could see what I was trying to do and my logo was really like small and dull. But now it's a lot more vibrant and bright thanks to feng shui. So that meant highly. I remember our conversation I had with her. I said to her, you know, here's my business card. And it was just like this black logo. And she said, well, first of all, the woman on your logo, she should be facing your logo. You're looking at the side of your logo. Right now, her back's to it. Therefore, she has her back to your clients and you're closing the door on them. So not letting any abundance in. And for one thing, it's in black. You need to put in more colors that resonate with you and your energy field. Right now, it's very dull, and that's why everything's a low vibration. When you say that, you're like, wow, that does make sense. You see when companies change their colors, just how much more thriving they become and more abundant they become and successful they become.
Just kind of opens up to somebody's eyes and see the sparkle in it.
Exactly, it is. And when she told me about colors, I was just surprised how powerful colors can be. But then when you actually do change stuff in your office and yourself and your clothing and your branding, you're like, wow, I feel quite good now seeing this. Has this very interesting effect on the mental well-being too, but it's all about energy, you know, energy goes down and then colors play a huge part in that. So having the right colors for your branding, your teamwork and your office can make a huge difference to everybody in there.
Just following upon that, so individuals who are used to wearing the dark suits, I'm like the blue, the blacks and stuff like that, might behoove them to start looking at brighter shirts, brighter ties, would help as well?
Absolutely. So Marie talked to me when we met. She says, well, you need to look into what we call quantum colors. So quantum colors is what she put together, which is kind of like the key colors that one should wear for whatever they want to achieve with their goals. So she said to me, when you go for this meeting with this big client that you want to sign up, then wear, for example, gold for abundance, silver magnificence, and also around the pinks and the fuchsias are also good for clarity and for success. and Cobalt Blue if you can somewhere in your bag or your clothing there, which is also about leadership and showing you can lead the project. So I was a bit like, really? Because I just wore black before. Right, you just described it was quite
cliche. No, we all been there. You know what? If you grew up in my home, if you grew up in the '80s, it was the dark suits. My first major job, my boss, his idea of business casual was taking off the vest. You know,
yeah. So very different world completely. And I know exactly what you mean. It was really something else, and I was like, oh, okay. So then I changed it and my whole mental health changed because I was quite down, obviously, with just freeing up my business. I just started it up and I was a little bit all over the shop. But having the right colors really just like literally made me change. And I looked at her when I met her. She was wearing this like massive gold necklace, ivory, saffron yellow. All these colors she told me would actually achieve her goals. And they did. Everyone was walking towards her. And just heard how powerful colors and the whole feng shui thing is. Now I have no black clothes. I have one black outfit that I almost put like gold on it to really change the energy flow. And it really does make you feel a whole lot different. So I asked everybody to try it. Go from a day of gray to purple and gold and you'll change. It does make a huge difference.
You know, it's so interesting because I know a lot of people in academia and just talking about this type of stuff would be like taboo for them because yes. They just can't get there. Especially the mathematical people, they just don't see the logic in it. But the thing is, they might not see it logically in their mind, but you could see it out there with a lot of people who dress in that positive fashion. You can see they're going somewhere. Things are going on, so to speak. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a little break. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. Again, we're talking about the ins and outs of money. I have the film doctor, Dr. Rebecca Smith, talking about how we're moving back into this post-pandemic workplace and doing it with more engagement and productivity. And we were just talking about the use of colors, whether it be you in the office, how it could brighten up the room, bring you more clients. At the end of the day, it's about more money, especially if you're in the workplace. So people use what we call vision boards. I know you have some tips for designing and placing vision boards in the office to create innovation and inspiration. So walk us through how you go about doing that.
So vision boards is, again, this was all new to me when I began to learn more about the spiritual world. And it actually was Marie Diamond again, who said to me, you should probably think about looking into vision boards as well for your business. So vision boards are really powerful because they can actually, again, change the mindset. So with a vision board, what you do is you put on images that reflect what you want to manifest and achieve in your life. That can be all areas, not just wealth and money and abundance, but it can be everything in terms of, you know, health, well-being, wisdom, lifestyle, the whole lot, everything in your life. And she told me what to do is she said, do it landscape. And put in the center of the vision board a picture of you, because you are the center of your universe. And then she said, put things around that, which are words and pictures. So put the pictures that really resonate with you, whether it be, you know, a happy couple, if you want romance, or awards, if you want success for your clients, and maybe in a gym, if you want to, you know, really get ripped in the gym or something like that. And then put your manifestations below and affirm what you want. My intention is to run a thriving business that earns $200 a week or something like that, whatever you want to do. And put the words by the pictures. The universe needs words and pictures. Sometimes I do vision boards without words, but have like a key phrase at the bottom for each project I work on. And what I do is I request that my team who work with me, one in Canada, one in the UK, who's a part of my team in my business, is to create a vision board for each project that we work on for a clear film. So if the client's goals are, you know, winning awards in certain types of festivals and they want to network, then we do images of people, you know, shaking hands to close a deal, BAFTA festival names, people on red carpets with loads of people there. And then we have as well awards, so happiness and success. And it really helps us each morning when we look at it, we put it in our eye lines so they can see it. And then they can just look at each day and be like, yes, we're going to get success now. Just think, wow, this is so cool. Having a vision board up here. It's amazing. And it really does resonate. So that is a big thing to do because it does, again, change the mindset. So when you look at it, you can manifest that and think, yes, we're going to get this for that film. There's going to be an award coming in like on that picture. You look at it and you just think, yeah, I'm going to work towards this. And it inspires you to work harder and also enjoy the process.
When I was working overseas, we would have a vision board of where we are, where we want to go and each little step. And they were just totally more focused on that vision and making sure everybody else understood that vision. So whoever exactly. they talked to would buy into that vision and want to be part of it. I think that's wonderful.
I have my awards vision board. This vision board, it's pictures of clients of mine, previous clients of mine I've worked with, people on a big festival, Slobert with his award, Cannes Film Festival. That's me and a client that won 4 in 1 night. That's in Arizona. That's my podcast that won awards. I just look at it each morning. And I just think, wow, this is going to keep coming and coming. And I just keep getting that idea in my head about awards. And being at Tribeca as well, he won an award, one of our clients. So if he was in one of our clients, he starred in. So seeing that just brings so much happiness. But also it's like, wow, let's keep doing this. You know, this is what it's all about. It's getting that success and notoriety for the clients to help them on their journey. So you're right. You buy into it. And we all have that in our office. Not the same as mine. Every step I remind a different vision board because a different vision, but they have the same thing in terms of success, but different images that resonate with them to really get on board to the same kind of outlook.
One of the things I want to ask you about is how do you incorporate spirituality into daily office routines?
So one of the spiritual counselors I spoke with talked about cosmic ordering. I didn't really click on it until a few years later, but it came back to me in my life and I saw it on Amazon about cosmic ordering. So I thought, let me look into this because he told me about it. So I'm looking into it properly now with a guidebook. So there was a book I found called Cosmic Ordering Made Easier. And in it, it talks about manifesting a little bit different. It's actually more specific and like placing an order like you would in a restaurant. You know, I want cheese with chips and Coke. So being very specific, you know what you want and know exactly what it is that you want to order. So she told me that to really get more of what you want is to ask the universe, ask a question for it. She said to me, well, she said to me in the book, and we had a one-to-one about it because I was really excited about learning this new concept. And then she said, what you say is, what I really want is a car parking space upon my arrival to Soho, London today for the good concerned. And it's important to say for the good of all concerned at the end, because it's really important to say that so no one else loses out for you to gain. So if it's something like money, she doesn't want anybody to die to leave it to her. She's really just saying it for the best of all concerned, harmonious as possible. She said, try the car parking for cosmic order. So I thought, all right. So I thought, let me try this, give it a go. So I thought, I'm going to get the tube into London today. I'm going to drive in. So I did the order and it's like, you know, the worst place to get a parking space is Soho in London. So I drove in and then I was like, okay, well, here's the car park area. And then this car pulled out and I was like, whoa. And it was literally just the timing of it was perfect. It just pulls out, off he goes, and it's an empty space in this full parking space for me to get into. I was like, oh my goodness, this is incredible. And it works. I kept doing it. So the way I do it for my business is obviously each day I have goals I want to achieve. You know, I want to get a new lead for a potential new product from a client. I want to get maybe some more people interested in some of my other products. I want to ensure that one of my films gets into a film festival. So I have like, that's like my goals each day. So I turn them into cosmic orders. Normally I do it before I go to bed each night. So I ask the universe, what I really would love and appreciate is for no less than one of my clients' films to get accepted into a film festival tomorrow, for the good of all concerned. And when I get up, it's pretty much there on the phone already. It's got in or comes out in the day, but it always occurs. Just don't get attached to how you think it should occur or how it should be delivered. It might come in a different way than what you expect. Be open to new ways of it coming in, but getting what you want in just a different way. So you have to be flexible. You can't still be controlling. But that I find is great. So I always encourage business owners each morning, whenever the best for timings, is thinking out, what do you want to achieve today? And ask the universe, and then you'll get it.
That's wonderful. Now, you say encourage your team members to take breaks, feel the feelings. and can be game-changing for well-being in the workplace. Quite frankly, you've got people at home on Zoom, not taking braces, not good health-wise.
No, absolutely. No, it's not. In the whole pandemic, you know, when that first came on, people seemed to work longer hours than they would in an office because, you know, you're at home, so carry on typing all night. I mean, I was guilty of it too, but I was in a flow of different things. But I say recommend is to always take breaks because you need that inspiration. I always like to take the afternoons off, you know, if you can, just have like, just don't look at the PC, just go away. And then when you go outside in nature, somehow, some reason in nature, wherever you might be in the world, something just seems to click. And then you get more inspired, but also you feel more refreshed and rejuvenated because you're away from the office and away from the computer. And that way, actually, when you're out in nature, you feel a lot more grateful because more kindness comes, washes over you. You feel totally grateful for what you're doing and that you're safe and well, etc. The usual kind of things that people take for granted. When you have that space out, a lot more stuff manifests. So by doing that in a routine every day and getting into that habit is absolutely crucial.
Oh, I agree with that. It helps to settle the mind.
Exactly.
I actually sit on a hammock in the afternoon for about 20 minutes and just not think of anything or have anything and just listen to the wind or the breeze or whatever. And it just makes all the difference in the world because, you know, whatever you have, it's just no longer there. So it's my way of reconnecting with my wife when I go home. Hey, Rebecca, I want to thank you for joining us today. How can people get a hold of you or get your help?
The best way would be via Instagram, which is at RebeccaFilmDR, and also my website, where you can learn more about me and my book and what I do, which is RebeccaLouisaSmith.com.
Rebecca, thank you for joining us. Stay happy, stay healthy. We'll look forward to seeing you down the road.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye. Stick with us. We're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. Wasn't Dr. Rebecca Smith, the film doctor, outstanding? Many things we could do, whether you don't believe in the cosmics or spirituality, can make our life better, more productive, more engaging. And again, you can go to Dr. Smith's website, Dr. Rebecca Smith. You can look her up, get her information, read her book. I think it'd be beneficial for you. Now, I want to truly thank you for tuning in. Go to our YouTube channel at Saving with Steve Sexton. I encourage you to subscribe there and check out our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Also, follow us on Facebook. Join the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club for more financial tips. At savingwithsteve.us, you can get all the replays, exclusive access to after-show videos, guest gifts, and more. Now, let's talk about how to get a bigger Social Security check. In fact, Social Security average makeups 36% of retirees' income. But for many, it's the number one or number two source of income in retirement. You work hard for your money. You need to get every penny out of a guaranteed income. I've got 8 ways to make sure you get a larger check or collect more money from Social Security overall. First thing, you want to check your earning records. So set up a My Social Security account. Go to ssa.gov. That's ssa.gov. You'll be able to review your current earning records. It's usually on page 3. You know what? You might be able to increase your benefit if you spot an error. I typically get one or two people a year that come in and complain to me that their Social Security earnings record is incorrect because they had like $120,000 with income, but it shows $1,200 or $12,000. The Social Security is not going to correct that. You need to correct that yourself. Next, when they calculate your primary earning amount, they're using your average index earnings for 35 years, and then they're going to inflation adjust it. If you don't have 35 years of average earnings, what they'll do is say if you have 20 years, they're going to take the average for 20, but they're also going to add 15 years of zeros and then average it and adjust it for inflation. If you have 39 years of working or earnings record, the worst four, the smallest four are going to get wiped out. You're going to get the top 35, all right? So it's very important to make sure that you get the most out of there. You want to beef up your earnings records. Now, how do you do that? It's always good to pump up your benefit check by successfully getting higher paying jobs throughout your life. Also working longer than 35 years, so the bottom four can go out there. But there's many people that have realized they can pump up their Social Security earnings. And one of the best ways to do that is to get a side gig. So if you're not making over $142,800, consider going to work for Lyft. Consider going to work for Home Depot or tutoring somebody. An extra $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 a year could bump up your Social Security payment. Next, take advantage of spousal benefits. Spousal benefits works like this. If your primary income earner is at full retirement, say they're getting $2,000. And let's say you're the spouse and your spousal benefit at full retirement is less than $1,000, which means it's less than 50%. You can get a spousal benefit. If you take that spousal benefit at 62 and your spouse is at full retirement, you only get 70% of 50%, all right? But it can be a benefit. I know of many people who did not take their own Social Security at full retirement and waited 4 years until they were 70 to receive $400 or $500 more per month. Here's the thing. If you think about it, $400 a month is almost $5,000 a year. $500 a month, almost $6,000 a year. But if somebody lives 20 years, you know what? That's almost another $100,000 of the lifetime. So you think about that when you're making that decision, because a lot of times you can take Social Security benefits as a spouse, allow yours to grow, and be in a position where you're going to have a lot more money at the age of 70. Now, consider delaying your divorce. Turns out that if you've been married for 10 years, you have the ability to select a divorce as spouse benefit, which operates like a spousal benefit where it's equal to 50% of your spouse's Social Security. Okay, so if your income's less than 50% of your divorce spouse's Social Security, you can get a divorce benefit. Okay, and again, put yourself in a position later on down the road where you can get a higher payment. But you need to be married for at least 10 years. So if you've only been married for 9 years or 8 years, you might want to hang out a couple of years. I had one client that waited that one last year. And because the ex-spouse had made so much money, it made a significant difference. In fact, the spousal benefit was almost $500 more than her benefit. And then she continued on that divorced spouse's benefit for the rest of her life. But you know, if you think about that, that was almost $500 a month for the rest of her life, more than what she'd receive if she took her own. Now, keep in mind, if you get remarried again, you do have an option sometimes, depending on the situations, to pick the higher of the two. Next, a lot of people make this mistake. Once or twice a year, we get this. You retire at 62, you take your Social Security, and guess what? You go decide to get a job because you got nothing else to do. Problem is, if you make more than $18,960, for every $2 you make over, you lose $1 in Social Security. If you're within 1 year of your full retirement age, you can make $50,520, and for every $3 over, you lose $1 in Social Security. I have many people got surprised when Social Security sent them a request for return of funds, which wasn't exciting. You want to really take a look at this to make sure it's a fit for you, because basically what Social Security is saying, if you're not at full retirement, you can't earn very much. But once you hit full retirement, you can earn as much as you want. There's no limits, no caps, no nothing. Last thing, see if you qualify for survivor disabled benefit. I have a brother that just passed away 3 months ago. His wife is entitled to survivor benefits as a spouse at the age of 60. His kids, because they're under 18, are entitled to kid benefits that'll help pay for rooms, food, the whole shot for the family. So it's important to look at those things because you can maximize your Social Security. Even if you employ just a few of these benefit boosting strategies, you may be able to collect more dollars from Social Security than you otherwise would have. So we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Happy and healthy week to you all. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.